You're listening to BMRN, Voice Marketing Radio Network. Global food for thought.
Now, the man who put the positive in feedback and the woman who put the broad back in broadcasting, eBay Radio's Ask Griffin Lee.
Which one of us is that?
You're the broad.
Thanks. It's great to have you with us for this week's edition of eBay Radio's Ask Griffin Lee Show. This segment is brought to you by GoDaddy Online Bookkeeping. Put your eBay small business finances on autopilot if you're listening live. Today is February 12th, 2015. That means you have two more days to order those flowers. If you're listening via the archives, this is show number 365. And yes, I also like a box of chocolates. Be a sweetheart and call us now at 888-RADIO-30. That's 888-RADIO-30 or 888-723-4630.
And we love your calls today. We really would like you to call us, but so many of you lately are wanting to just send it in to us either on the Contact Us button.
Well,
on
you
the
started
bottom,
it, babe.
On the bottom of our eBay radio player, or, I know, honey, I know, on the eBay radio player, or, you know, call us. But if you don't want to call, click the Contact Us. It comes right into our email while we're doing the show, and we'll do our best to get your questions and your comments going. Again, 888-RADIO-30. And I know we do have some things that came in, but why don't you talk about the global shipping program for us? Just kind of give us an overview, because we got some emails this week. Some people are not understanding it completely.
What's that?
The global shipping program.
What in particular?
See where it says Griff and big pink on your show sheet?
I do, yes.
Yeah, that's...
Oh, you want me to read that?
I do.
No, okay. Well,
hello. We've regressed to podcasts.
Finally. It's finally happened. You know how much I love eBay's global shipping program. And I do, because all my items on eBay are, I offer a global shipping program for all the international sales I make. It was created to simplify the process of selling internationally. Through the GSP, as we call it, the seller is completely removed from the hassle of managing custom forms and calculating import charges and arranging for global logistics. When an item sells, if it sells through GSP, the seller sends it to the U.S. shipping center that's in Kentucky, and then they take over from there.
Now, read that sentence again.
I wasn't reading. I'm making this up.
No, make it up. Make it up again.
All right, let me see if I can remember what I was saying. Well, like I said, if you sell an item through GSP, all you got to do is send it to the U.S. shipping center in Kentucky, and then eBay takes it from there. So from the shipping center, the item is then sent to the buyer, complete with end-to-end tracking. From 2013 to 2014, the global shipping program has grown tremendously. The number of sellers, you won't believe this, using the global shipping program increased by 53%. The number of listings grew by 57%. And the number of orders increased by 125%. So now 26% of all eBay listings are available to 70 million international buyers via the global shipping program. And remember, Americans are not the only ones with money. I know sometimes there's some people who think that.
Who think that.
There are lots of people in Europe and in South America and China and Australia. And guess what? They have jobs or trust funds or whatever. They actually have their own little currencies, and they need things. They like to buy. It's amazing when you think about it. And you can take better advantage of it by putting your items into the global shipping program. So you can find all of the statistics I just mentioned and a lot more, including information on the top-selling merchandise that sells internationally through GSP in a nifty infographic at ebayinc.com. Just click on eBay's global shipping program by the numbers under the link for latest news. It's pretty cool.
And if you've used the global shipping program, how about giving us a call today?
Yeah.
Let's talk about it. I'd like to know what your experience has been with the global shipping program.
Oh, and I have one other thing to add, because there's a lot of confusion about this. So when we say, as I said earlier, not reading from the copy, but from the top of my head, that when an item sells and the seller sends it to the U.S. shipping center in Kentucky, and then they take over from there, you know when I said that?
Yeah. Right?
We mean it. So if you get a buyer that to whom you've just shipped something through the global shipping program and the buyer says the item hasn't arrived or it's arrived damaged, I want a refund, your response is, I'm sorry to hear that. eBay will take care of this for you. All you have to do is open a case. And then you can actually send them the link to open the case. And you're out of it. eBay will handle it from there. The worst thing you can do, and I know this sounds counterintuitive, is issue a refund. So don't issue the refund. All you have to do is just say, you should open a case, and eBay will cover you, as they promised, and leave it at that.
Period.
Period. Dot.
So give us a call, 888-RADIO-30. We'd like to hear from you if you've used the Global Shipping Program. And, you know, if you haven't used it, call us and tell us why.
Call us.
888-RADIO-30. So we've heard from Pete Pagoda in Minneapolis, Minnesota.
Great
He's
name.
Known on eBay as PCP808. He says, thanks for bringing up discount shipping again. That was Tuesday.
Oh, did we bring that up?
We did. I get what you're saying about using the promotional manager.
Yeah.
Unfortunately, unless I'm missing something, I can't set up my $1.50 shipping discounts that corresponds to what I have set up in my listings. I just want potential buyer to know that I'm offering $1.50 on additional purchases instead of it being hidden in a drop down that unfortunately many don't even know exist. I remember this now.
Yeah, but
this situation.
So why can't he do that?
I get what you're saying. Unfortunately, unless I'm missing something, I can't set up my $1.50 shipping discounts that corresponds to what I have set up in my listings.
Yeah, I'd have to see what he's talking about. I don't know what he's talking about. Sorry.
We need to know exactly what you mean, Pete.
Right, so let me admit this, as I've acknowledged and admitted in the past a lot, which is that, look, eBay's it's a complex system, right? So if you've got an issue like this, if you don't provide specific details, I'm not quite sure what it is you're doing. So in order for me to help, I need more details. So send me your listings. I'll show you how to do it.
Did you hear that, Pete? You're going to get help.
Easy peasy.
Exactly.
Lemon squeezy.
Our telephone number again, 888-RADIO-30. eBay Valet, do you know about that one?
I do, yeah.
Yeah, have you used it? Do you know anybody who's used it?
I have not, but I hear it works.
Well, it has its own mobile app now.
Oh.
eBay Valet is a service that lets you determine what your gently used clothing and household items are worth, then send them in and let a valet take care of selling them for you. Mm-hmm. You can download the eBay Valet mobile app for free in iTunes Apple App Store.
Exactly.
Oh, I have something funny to tell you. Actually, Please. It's not funny. I almost cried last night when I heard
it. I need
it.
That.
Okay. Here's the deal.
What?
You know what we've gone through with the iPhone app?
Yes. Mm-hmm. I don't like where this is going. Go ahead.
Clear Channel has been bought by a company.
Oh, dear.
And the new company has their own engine for that, and we have to start all over again.
You've got to be kidding.
I absolutely didn't sleep half the night angered about it, but there's nothing we can do about it.
Oh, brother.
So it's not going to happen for a while, probably a couple of months, but it is going to happen.
Is this that innovative disruption I always hear about?
Yeah, that's it.
What are we, collateral damage?
Not a thing in the world we can do about it. I mean, we could go to another company, but we'd have to do the same thing. We'd still have to be, you know, have one that's different. So there you have it. That's my life this week. Not happy about that. But see, things happened in business like that, and I talk about that a lot in my tips. There are some things, no matter how good an entrepreneur you are, no matter how good you are at selling on eBay and being an online seller, there are some things in life, honey, we cannot do a thing about. And being with a company for all these years that has done our streaming and now having to move to another one, it is a pain in the neck. We've got to move all of our stuff over there, too. I mean, it's big.
Mm-hmm.
It's big. But there you have it. It wasn't
Yikes.
Our fault, you know?
How do you prevent that from happening in the future?
Well,
is it possible?
Yeah, I suppose we could, you know, do our own from scratch. But you see, they have all the systems set up and everything for radio stations. Do you know what I mean? I mean, everything is already there. Your encoder software, everything you need to do. Plus, they have 24 hours a day backup.
So back up a minute. Mm-hmm. Speaking of backup. Okay. So Clear Channel's been bought by someone?
No. Clear Channel is fine. We're staying with Clear Channel. That's our studio.
Yeah.
I'm talking about Liquid Compass.
Oh, Liquid
did
Compass.
Did I say Clear Channel? I'm
yes,
so
you did.
Sorry. I'm
and
so sorry.
And that's what I thought. Wow.
It's not Clear Channel. It's Liquid Compass. I apologize. Yeah,
that makes perfect sense.
Okay. So everything is moving to another platform, and we have to change our apps.
That's too bad.
Yep. So this time I'm going to park on the doorstep of your guy over there at eBay until they approve it. I've decided I'm going to go up and live there for a month or something and be outside their office. You think I'm kidding, right?
I'm not kidding.
So, Griff, you didn't watch the Grammy Awards because you don't like them anymore.
Well, I had an appointment to have little pieces of bamboo shoved under my fingernails. I've been waiting for a year for that appointment. I didn't want to lose my spot. So, no, I didn't want
to. You had to have a prostate examination, and you couldn't miss it.
And the doctor was such a dreamboat. I didn't know how to tell him no.
So I know you didn't watch the Grammy Awards, but if you enjoy watching them, there's something on eBay right now that could be of very interest to you, and I'll let you know when we come back.
Oh, this is the break. Wow, 10 minutes really flew by. This segment was brought to you by GoDaddy Online Bookkeeping. Put your eBay small business finances on autopilot and give us a call at 888-RADIO-30. That's 888-723-4630. You're listening to eBay Radio's Ask Griff and Lee.
Many online sellers suffer from email overload. ShaverWorld's Marguerite Carigian and her four colleagues field hundreds of emails monthly from multiple selling channels. It got easier once they discovered Reply Manager.
We would have to log into one store, check emails, log out, check into another store, respond to emails, log out. It was very long and arduous. Reply Manager, everything just came into one inbox.
She appreciates how Reply Manager keeps track of correspondence.
eBay emails. You don't see the thread. If the customer responds, you have to go into your sent items, read what you wrote, come back. It was very tedious and time-consuming and frustrating. The Reply Manager just solved all of that.
Marguerite and her colleagues found Reply Manager easy to learn and use.
It's really user-friendly and instinctive.
Reply Manager enables Marguerite and her colleagues to deal with customer emails faster and more efficiently. It can work for you, too. Visit ReplyManager.com.
eBay seller. Perhaps you've tried dropshipping or wanted to explore liquidations and returns, but a whole pallet full of goods is not something you want to take a risk on right now. The BidOnFusion.com team has come up with a special solution for eBay sellers who are looking for new and profitable product sources. Here's what they came up with. Boxes full of high-quality name brand items direct from leading retailers, including Walmart, Target, Home Depot, Costco, Rocket Republic, Vibe Audio, and more. The estimated retail value per box is $300 to $500. BidOnFusion.com has arranged wonderfully low, guaranteed flat rate shipping from their warehouse to your house anywhere in the continental USA for just $15 shipping and handling per box. Do it now. Visit BidOnFusion.com. Register, it's free, and you might even have some fun. BidOnFusion.com.
Selling is your business, but you can't sell without knowing how much items are worth and, more importantly, how much they're likely to sell for. Find out at WorthPoint.com, the largest online resource for researching the value of your art, antiques, and collectibles. There are over 200 million sales records, so you can find your item, figure out what it's worth, and price it to sell. Check it out for yourself. Visit WorthPoint.com and register for a 7-day, 7-lookup free trial. WorthPoint. Find it, value it, price it.
A brief history of shipping items, brought to you by Indicia, the leading e-commerce shipping software. The Transcontinental Railroad. Not a bad idea. Problem was, if you weren't at the train station, they would leave your package at the nearest saloon. And a fight would typically break out and men with big mustaches would fall on the packages containing grandma's precious dishes. Luckily, people today have Indicia, so you can get packages to your eBay customers easily and quickly. For a free 30-day trial, visit Indicia.com/eBay Radio. That's Indicia.com/eBay Radio.
Welcome back to eBay Radio's Ask Griff and Lee. We're taking your calls at 888-RADIO-30 and your email using the Contact Us button on the eBay Radio Player. Now, here are your hosts, Griffin Lee.
And this segment is brought to you by CabbageWithAK.com, providing working capital to online sellers just like you. Your call is, well, it's, it's like a box of chocolates, but really, there's nothing like a box of chocolates. A box of chocolates is like a box of chocolates. At 888-RADIO-30. Again, that number is 888-723-4630. So call and make me fat.
So we got an email in on Tuesday that we didn't get to.
Oh.
It's from Sandy in Poway, California.
Sandy.
Right here in San Diego County. Her eBay ID is Movin, M-O-O-O-V-I-N. She's the one who said that Patty Sin is her mentor.
Oh.
And she wants to have us dish her listing.
Well, hold on.
Okay.
Okay. Wait a minute. Okay, I'm ready. What's it?
All right. It's 2815-9368-9062. That's 2815-9368-9062. And she just wants a regular dishing.
She doesn't want the
irregular dishing.
The super deluxe dishing. She doesn't want the Wednesday special? Okay. So, look, it's a cute little bear.
It is. It's got San Diego on it, too. San Diego Starbucks coffee beer.
I could use this bear. You know why?
Why?
Because this is one of my Facebook posts on my other page. I've got a notorious reputation that when anyone at a meeting starts reading from slides as I walk out quietly, because I hate being read to. You could just send me the slides. I'll read them, and if I have any questions, I'll ask them at the meeting. So I had said, when anyone starts reading from slides, I start looking around for the cookies and milk and the little nappy cot with my blankie and my teddy. Because I'm back in
then this
in
is for you.
And I'm going to sleep because you're going to read me a story.
And this is such a cute little bear.
Oh,
you would love this little bear. And you're a bear.
Well, that's what they say.
Exactly. So,
a silver daddy bear.
And look at this. This little bear is so San Diego. It has jeans on.
Yeah, it does.
A little San Diego T-shirt with the gas lamp quarter.
Yeah.
Tiara. There.
There's only one thing wrong with it.
Well, let's start with the title.
There's nothing wrong with the listing that I can find. I'm talking about the bear.
Okay, let's talk about the title first.
Okay, title. Let's look at this title. New with tag Starbucks Destination Series 2009 San Diego Barista. Oh, isn't that clever?
That's cute.
Plush teddy bear.
Looks pretty good.
I can't think of any other words to put in there.
The color of it, maybe? I don't know.
Well, it's a beige bear.
Yeah, it's a beige bear.
That's like the pot calling the bear beige.
Mm-hmm.
I like the title. I may be missing something. So let's see. Is there a special? Is it called Barista? Starbucks coffee. Oh, she's reading it off the tag. Yeah. So that's it. You've got a good title.
Good.
Now, the photos are actually really good. I have one comment about them.
All right.
They could be a little. Now, this is a quibble. This is a Griff quibble. They could be a little brighter.
Yes, they could.
So they could use a little bit more exposure. You can change the setting on your camera to allow for a little bit more exposure of the item. But that being said, let me make it clear. That's just a quibble because what you got is not bad at all. I mean, they're sharp and focused. I can see the details.
I can read the fine print on this thing.
I can count each of his little tufted pieces of fur on his feet. That's pretty darn good. I can see the tag is as clear and as focused as I was. It's like it's right in front of me. It's like it's staring me right in the face.
Doing a good job moving.
Yep.
So far, so good. So we have, she's charging for shipping. It's up to her.
Yeah.
I wouldn't, but she's charging for shipping, so that's okay.
It's okay.
Item specifics, or wait a minute. Yeah.
They're pretty good. I mean, there's not much you can add to them. The important ones, the country of manufacture, in case she's offering this internationally, and the data creation's good, and the condition, of course, very important, and it's new, and it's unused, and that's nice.
Some
little child hasn't been drooling all over it, turning it into an incubus of viral plague, which I don't want to
Or measles.
Oh, the measles thing. So, that just never stops.
So China, so if it's unknown, then it can't be sold overseas?
No, it can be. It's just that it slows down the speed. If you've got the country of manufacture on the item specific, that'll get transferred to the barcode that gets printed out by, if you're shipping it through GSP, and it speeds it through the GSP process. The items get picked out of the flow. You know, I was there and I watched this. Are those where it says country or region of manufacturers left blank, or it says unknown? Because then what they have to do is they have to determine it. So that goes into a slower queue, and there are experts that, you know, looking on for the item, they carefully slice the tape of the box, and they with as little disruption as possible, look for the item in the packing, and they try to find anything that indicates the item's manufacture. And if they can't find anything, then they go with unknown, and then it goes, you know, that way to the country it's being shipped to. But they're duty bound by the laws of a bazillion companies and our agreements with those countries, I mean, for shipping through GSP, that they have to the best of their ability, determine the country of manufacture. So if you do that work beforehand, you make it a lot easier. And
sometimes there's no way to tell. I mean, I have
sometimes
pieces of jewelry.
Older items, really difficult.
I have research until I'm blue in the face.
There you go.
And can't find the country.
Sometimes you just can't find it.
So I like the item description.
And
one line for each.
And I love the description itself because it's so easy to read. And I could, based on all the information she's provided, text and visually, I know exactly what I'm getting. I have no problems purchasing this item. And that's, in fact, it kind of makes me want to purchase it. And in fact, you never know when you send in your listing for, you know, for me to look
at.
One
of us could buy it.
You never know.
And we've been known to.
just depends who, which one of us.
I got my M&M cup.
Is fastest.
Remember my green M&M cup?
Oh, yeah.
I bought it while we were dishing her listing.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Well,
I love it. It's very skinny, too. I like it a lot.
Well, guess what?
What?
Like, I need it. Uh-huh. I don't, but it's not about need. It's about want.
Mm-hmm.
I can give this at a... as you know, as a gift to someone. So
I know that.
So many bear friends. My little bear friends. Well, not only did you get your listing dished, and it got it, and I'm going to give you a 5, by the way.
Somebody just bought it.
Yeah, that was me. So the whole reason we do the dish this listing is just so that.
So what am I, chop liver?
No, well, you're not fast enough.
I give
are
a
you?
5 also.
Well, good for you, but I
you're
bought
welcome.
It, babe.
Thanks for asking.
Well, okay.
I'm your co-judge here.
Oh, am I supposed to split the spoils with you?
Yes, you are.
Where does show me the small print in the contract?
Yes,
where
it says that.
So the whole point of Dish Your Listing is we hope you learn something. But really, I mean, I have a personal interest in this, is that you're acting as my personal shopper. So if you send me something that I like, I'm prone not only to dish it, but to buy it.
So
what a great job I've got.
Moving, you did a great job.
It's looking good.
She's got a good mentor. Patty Sin is her mentor.
Oh, Patty knows what she's talking about.
So Patty's taught her well.
So if you you were watching this listing, or watching us dish it, and you weren't fast enough, it's mine now.
God, people are going to start sending us listing dishes, hoping that we'll buy stuff.
Well, exactly.
We usually do. That's why.
Well, then we keep them on their toes by saying, "Oh, you thought I'd be interested in buying
giving
that?
Giving you a 4.2.
Possibly been thinking.
I'm giving you a 4.2.
Yeah, I'm giving you a 3.
This is a terrible listing, and your stuff is crap.
Right. It's. I'm giving you a 3. If you lower your price, I'll give you a
That's
5.
Right.
Just,
don't even
so
joke about that, please.
Oh, I know
do
that.
Do not.
That's like payola.
That is
right?
Not a joke.
It's not
with
a joke.
Me this week. That
oh,
is
yeah.
not a joke. So we have another one that came in from Karen in Wisconsin.
Oh, good. I can't just see what I'm going to buy next.
It's oh well, this isn't a listing dish. This
oh,
is,
it
isn't? This is a problem.
Ah, geez.
This is a challenge.
I can't buy a problem.
Her eBay ID is MKLUG32.
Do I need
oh,
that?
Oh, no, that's her email. Wait a minute. Here's her eBay ID, KMNB1022.
That's not a good one.
KMN, B as in boy, the number 1, 0, 2, 2.
right.
That's her eBay ID.
All right. So what's the problem?
I received the following email from eBay regarding a broken item that was shipped through the GSP. They gave me options of a refund, a partial refund, or I think something else. I can't remember what. I panicked and gave the partial refund, item cost without shipping. Customer was satisfied, but felt they were in a loop and would try to get the shipping refund from
me. Wait a minute. Back up. This was a GSP item?
Yeah.
And it arrived damaged?
Yes.
And who sent her this thing about the...
Okay. She says she received the following email from eBay.
And did it arrive to the customer damaged or Kentucky?
Doesn't say.
This is not how this is supposed to work.
Well,
I'm very highly suspicious. Go ahead.
Okay, let's read this.
Just what I was saying.
Her. God, I'm confused myself on this now.
Obviously.
She panicked and gave the partial refund. Customer was satisfied but felt they were in a loop and would try to get the shipping refund from eBay PayPal. I'm confused on all of this and what the benefits of using GSP is to the buyer or the seller. See below for the eBay email I received and also my messages and the customer's messages back and forth to each other. You know what I'm going to do, Griff? I'm going to send this over to you.
Yeah, you have to send this to me.
Yeah, this is too complicated.
But it's actually, and I'm highly suspicious of what this is all about. This segment was brought to you by CabbageOfTheK.com, providing working capital to online sellers just like you. Call us now at 888-RADIO-30. That's 888-723-4630. We'll be right back with more of eBay Radio's Ask Griff and Murphy.
Imagine spending more time sourcing new products and creating listings and less time shipping your orders. With Stamps.com, you can print labels for any USPS mail class in seconds, saving valuable time. To help with your shipping, Stamps.com has come up with a special offer for eBay sellers. A free shipping program that includes a bonus, a free 5-pound shipping scale. A modest shipping and handling fee is required. You get all the benefits and features of Stamps.com custom designed for your eBay sales. This free Stamps.com program lets you import sales data from multiple eBay accounts automatically. You can batch print multiple labels in seconds and brand your shipping labels by adding your company logo. Go to Stamps.com/eBay Radio. That's Stamps.com/eBay Radio. Then sign up for the free shipping program. Sign up today and enjoy your free 5-pound scale. Compliments of Stamps.com.
As an eBay seller, you want to grow your business, and that means going global. WebInterpret is a new tool designed to quickly and easily increase your sales abroad. WebInterpret translates your listings into French, German, Italian, Spanish, and more. Then, they post them directly on eBay UK, eBay France, eBay Germany, eBay Italy, eBay Spain, and elsewhere. Stock levels are synchronized and updates are mirrored across all sites. With just a few clicks, buyers will find your items in their marketplaces, and you will communicate in their languages. To get started, the folks at WebInterpret will translate, localize, and publish your best-selling listings on eBay's top 5 international sites. All in as little as 2 days, risk-free. Start your free trial now at radio.webinterpret.com. That's radio.webinterpret.com.
Can you believe these markdowns? What a great deal.
I know. I always check their clearance rack. Sometimes I find something for me, and sometimes I find something perfect for my eBay store.
I didn't know you sell on eBay.
I sure do. Just last week, I shipped items to customers in Australia, Germany, and Brazil.
Well, how do you know what to sell?
I use my Terapeak mobile app. I just search for a few keywords, and Terapeak finds matching eBay sales. I can tell which sizes and styles sell best and what each garment is worth on eBay.
That's so clever. How did you hear about Terapeak?
I went to www.terapeak.com and signed up for a 7-day free trial. It's easy to get started, and they offer free training content.
Smart sellers use Terapeak, the leading eBay research solution. Sign up for your free trial today at terapeak.com. That's TERAPEAK.com.